Forever Dog.
Hey everyone, Danny here, editor of Chosen Family. We had an issue with Ashley's mic this week, but we'll be back to normal next week. Apologies for the interruption and enjoy the episode.
Guys, I'm gonna propose to my girlfriend next week.
No,
when this
not.
Episode comes out, I just realized that it'll already be public. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Do you want to see the ring?
I'm sorry, you're dropping.
Wait, no, wait. Mac, can we talk offline about this?
I'm fucking with you guys.
Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. Bro.
I just wanted to see your faces.
Are we on? Are we live?
Oh, we are on, baby.
We are on. We are live. Chosen Family. Hi, everybody.
Live on the air. Later.
Live.
After it's been edited.
Yeah. I was thinking live on YouTube. Zoom, zoom.
Zoom. Zoom, zoom. All right. How you guys? I don't know. I got indigestion.
Just immediately gives up.
I got indigestion in the middle of the night last night.
What does that mean?
What do you mean, what does that mean?
Indigestion, like burping? What do you mean?
Oh, to be young.
Oh, I was woke up by all my burping last night. How'd you sleep, honey? I gasped.
I woke up burping.
My tum-tum was upset. Very upset.
Oh, yeah, I saw your Instagram story. It was really cute. Like, in a sad way, because obviously you're in pain, but you saying tum-tum
but,
over and over.
Other than the pain.
So I went to Duane Reade in the middle of the night, and I bought a bunch of Pepto-Bismol and a ginger ale. And I just kind of derailed my day a little bit.
What's Duane Reade?
Oh, right. You guys are not from New York City. Dwayne Reed is the only, the only pharmacy that anyone needs to know. It's an old New York pharmacy brand.
You've got some tough competition. CVS, Walgreens,
no.
I've never
like,
heard of
those aren't
Reed.
Even in Canada, and I understand those references.
Well, Dwayne Reed is specific to New York. It doesn't exist outside of New York.
We're going niche. That's what they say. Grow your audience, go niche.
Go niche. Go
We're
niche.
Looking for the New York listeners.
Listener, write in. Do you love Duane Reade the way that I love Duane Reade?
This is such a dad rant.
Okay, wait.
Nowhere else has
Listener.
Duane Reade. They got that fucking CVS, Walgreens.
I'm local. Listener, write in. Does this mean anything to you? Everything you need. Duane Reade.
Duane Reade.
Yeah. Huh?
No, that means nothing. That's like five people. That means something to five people.
Well, listener, write
all 40.
Welcome
Those
to
five
chosen.
People should join our Patreon.
They should.
Ooh, Mac.
Excellent, Mac. You do it.
Was
you,
that good, guys?
Top, Mac.
That was so good.
Top.
Sweetheart, that was you did so good.
Wait, you want me to talk about the Patreon?
Yeah,
I'm
top.
The only one that doesn't
introduce,
have a Patreon.
Introduce you.
Guys, we have a Patreon. And if you join, you get the Discord.
You get.
And we'll take questions. From the Discord.
Yes. Okay, so here's what it is.
So everyone is immediately signing up. That was so great.
Patreon.
The website is crashing.
Patreon.com/Duane Reade. Patreon.com/Chosen Family Podcast. There's two tiers, okay? There's a thank you
Watch
tier.
Watch Duane Reade actually have a Patreon because they're, like, going under.
No,
they're like,
Duane
oh,
Reade
God.
Is thriving. If you go
the Patreon.
To the Patreon, which is Chosen Family Podcast, patreon.com/chosenfamilypodcast, we're getting set up for you, and we have two options mm-hmm. for you. We have a thank mm-hmm. you tier, which is $5. You get access to a private Discord and, you know, maybe any special kind of things that happen, but mostly we're just grateful that you're there. And then the other thing is the $20 tier, where you get one bonus episode a month, and the bonus episodes, we take it from the private Discord, mm-hmm. your questions, so you get that interaction with us, and you're way more likely to get your question answered because...
And it's a full... This is a full episode. Like, we're doing
a full
extra episode.
Extra.
Every single month. And then the private Discord here on our main episodes, we're going to take a question from the private Discord every week as well. So if you want in there to chat, to chat with us, to chat with each other, but also to ask your questions, patreon.com/Dwayne Reed.
Patreon.com/chosenfamilypodcast. And now, unfortunately, I am in the process of buying patreon.com/Dwayne Reed so yeah. that we don't lose any. Let's see, Dwayne.
Incredible.
Reed. I will be setting up patreon.com/Dwayne Reed after this. Sydney! Sydney, I'm going to need you to register patreon.com/Dwayne Reed. Okay, thank you. Well, anyway, should we catch up with each other, mommy and baby?
Should we introduce ourselves, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
And this is a podcast where we gather around the dinner table because we are your gay chosen family, because you never had a gay family, you lonely piece of shit.
It's the holidays. You have to tone the aggression down just
a little bit.
Take it.
No.
The queers are going through it right now.
They love it.
Yes.
Are they?
It's a hard time of year.
They love it. They love when a listener, write in. Do you like it?
Do you like it? That's the question. Yes or no? Do you like it?
And we're your chosen family, and every week we chat and then we take a question from you.
Through our Instagrams, usually. My name is Elena Joy. I am mommy.
She's mommy.
I'm done fighting
it today.
I know. I'm done fighting it. Ugh. I am mommy.
It's been a long road to get here. I'm Mac Injimi. I'm hot. Teenage brother.
Baby. And baby. I am Ashley Gavin, and I'm your dad.
Ashley is daddy.
Yeah. Daddy.
How are you guys?
Okay, you might be daddy, but I'm gonna be pissed off, old, grumpy old man right now.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Yeah,
last night I went to Target.
Whoa. Okay. I've never seen you so animated, Matt.
Yeah, this is...
What the fuck happened at Target?
Your eyes lit up.
I'm really upset about this. Because...
Yeah.
They don't make jeans like they used to.
Okay, here it is.
I'm not done.
Okay, sorry.
I'm looking around at Target for a pair of jeans.
Yeah.
Every single pair. Holes everywhere. I want a nice, classic, durable, functional pair of jeans.
There.
I can't fucking find it. And
you're
know
like,
what?
I'm going to put holes in them myself. I'm not paying for holes in the jeans. Holes,
I pay for holes. I'm sorry. It had to be done.
And you don't. It had to be done, but also you don't.
You're right. I wouldn't. But, you know, if things weren't going well.
Sure.
Sex work is real work.
Absolutely.
I never
said
it wasn't.
Yeah, well... I'm reinforcing.
I was just simply talking about jeans, though.
Mac, how dare you undermine sex workers?
That's what I heard.
A pair of jeans. Okay, but respect sex workers. Sex work is real work. Mac just doesn't want you to have a job anymore. Mac just doesn't believe in your career. Doesn't believe in your dreams.
Holes in the women, not in the jeans. Okay. Is that problematic?
That's just such an important clarification, I think.
Wait, was that problematic?
I just spat my coffee all over my fucking face. Holes in the women, not in the jeans. Mac and Jimmy.
Bring back holes in women, not in jeans.
Make women have holes again.
That might be problematic. Now we're touching into not all women have holes.
Unless we're talking about an asshole-less person.
Yeah, there's buttholes.
All women and all people have holes.
Holes for all. Wait.
Guys, what about folks with stomas?
What's a stoma?
A what?
Ooh.
A poop bag?
Wait, can I finish my rant really quick and then we can talk about poop bags? Because I wasn't done.
No, wait. This is important. You still have the butthole, though.
No, some folks have to have them removed.
How do you remove a hole? A hole is a removal.
No, you just make it. You just take off the interior part, so there's no actual hole.
Then I challenge you, next level, mouths.
Level up.
You know, not everybody level has a face, up. Ashley.
All people have holes. That's all I'm going to say. If holes we have to go down into belly all. Buttons, I will go that direction. And listen, if you don't have a hole in your body, maybe you have a hole in your heart, spiritually.
Listener, write in. Do you have holes? Do you have holes in your body? How many? Let's count.
Okay, Max, tell us about your jeans.
Sorry.
I can't believe the way that just went.
It's my fault.
I can. At this point, I can.
Anyway.
Yes.
Holes in the jeans everywhere. I finally found a pair that didn't have any holes. It was a nice pair of jeans, really durable. These jeans go up to like under my boob.
Mm-hmm. They're so high waisted. Mm-hmm. That my shirt covers that part. I don't need my pants to cover it too.
Do you guys
are you
have,
fucking
like,
kidding me?
Mark's Work Warehouse, or is that a what? Canadian? Do you have Mark's Work Warehouse?
No,
no, no.
What okay. is that?
They have good functional jeans.
Do they have an online website?
Absolutely.
An online website called? As opposed to the offline website. Much harder to find. Just a computer sitting
slash Dwayne Mark's Reed, Work Warehouse.
Sitting in a forest somewhere, just an offline website, a desktop computer just with Mark's Work Warehouse sitting on a you're like, where is this getting power
in, but
from?
The Wi-Fi
yeah,
is not.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Did you so you didn't end up finding any jeans?
No, I didn't find any damn jeans.
Check Mark's Work Warehouse.
I will. I genuinely. I was.
This
so
is not
upset.
An ad. Also, everyone, none of this has been ads.
I just want a normal pair of jeans.
I get that.
I'm not a complicated lady. I want simple.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true. But shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore? Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel.
I absolutely love Babbel because of their short conversation-based lessons. It's really easy to take them out into the real world and use them immediately and solidify that knowledge.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really even help you speak the language.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. It's designed by real people for real conversations.
Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/chosen. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/chosen, spelled babbel.com/chosen. Rules and restrictions may apply. Anyway, how are you guys?
I'm okay. I made a mistake.
Oh no, you made a mistake?
I made a mistake.
Like emotionally?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm having trouble rejecting someone right now.
Oh, it's okay, that can be hard. That's real. Tell us more.
Bitch. Sorry, that's what you would have said to me.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, okay.
But tell us.
Like, your son is learning. He's picking up your modeled behavior.
I met this person in another city, okay? And I want to be kind to them because they're very sweet and nice and the whole thing. I met this person in another city, but I was under the weather and I was doing shows, and so I didn't pursue it the evening after the show. I was tired. But then, you know, sometimes we have a moment. We were texting, and it escalated, and it became
sexting.
It became sexting. It was very light, though. It was very
it
light.
Became, there was the wet
what does
emoji.
That mean?
The wet emoji made an
appearance.
The
emoji. The like sweaty hot tongue one.
But it was very light. Very. It's so funny that my assistant is in the other room and can't hear what you guys are saying, and it's just me going, there was sexting. There was sexting, yes.
Yeah, and Sydney's just busy buying patreon.com/marksofwarehouse.
Did you get Dwayne Reed yet? But so there was some sexting. And then, you know, I was under the weather and traveling, so I was a little more available than I usually am.
What does light sexting mean?
That's what
What's
I was
the difference
ask.
Between light versus heavy sexting?
What's there was
heavy
no
line?
Like,
line this for us.
There was no actual sex. Like it wasn't like body parts, and this is what I'm doing, and this is what I want to do to you.
There wasn't any actual sex.
So it was like
just
lesbian
I hold your
sex.
Hand.
It was very like
I wish I could kiss your forehead.
It was like just it was sort of like heavy. It wasn't that. It was sort of just like heavy flirting. It was heavy flirting, okay. And I let her. Okay,
but with a wet emoji.
You told her you were wet.
There was that got mentioned.
Were there photos?
No photos. No photos.
No photos.
No.
Okay. That, in my opinion, would be heavy.
That would be very heavy. I basically was like, hey, listen, I just want you to know, since we live in different places and it's very difficult for me, and this is true, I'm going all day long. I can't be someone's pen pal. That, like, is, like, not something I'm capable of doing.
You're
right,
a businesswoman,
now.
Ashley.
I am a businesswoman.
That doesn't make you a bad person.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm just super busy, so text is really hard for me at the moment, and long distance
I don't
would be
have
impossible.
That excuse, and I don't, and I'm a terrible texter, too. I think you're okay.
Yeah. So I basically said that, and I was like, you know, I was able to talk to you a lot this past weekend because I was on an airplane and I was moving around, but, like, I'm not going to be able to keep this level of communication up, and I don't want to hurt your feelings. And that's basically
A+,
what I said.
Okay.
Uh-huh, but then, but then she continued. I'm going to have to show you the.
Yep. Oh my God. Show us. Tell
what
us.
Was her response to that?
Very.
Like, she was just like, oh, I understand. And
yes.
Then she just kept going.
Yes. Yeah. And then it was like, what'd you have for dinner? And I was like, I'm not doing this.
Oh,
I can't.
Oh, she asked you what you had for dinner. Oh, yeah. That's heavy.
I would call that heavy.
I would call that heavy texting.
That's heavy, right?
That's very
nice. And she's so sweet. It's so sweet that she wants, and she's so cute. And
listen,
I don't.
Sweet and heavy aren't mutually exclusive.
Right,
actually.
Exactly. Yeah. So then, and I.
Also, sweet and boring aren't mutually exclusive. No offense.
Oh, shit. But, like, it's,
I love when Ashley's just so invested in her story that, like, no matter what Mac and I say,
look at all
there
that gray.
No reaction.
Look at all that gray. Just so much gray.
Oh, yeah,
and then,
that's a lot.
And then just slightly down, more gray. And I couldn't answer. I was working.
Oh,
I was bouncing
much.
Around. I was just like.
Okay, Ashley, that's concerning amount of
gray. I know.
That's, like, concerning.
I know.
That you're not responding and she's sending paragraphs.
I know. I know.
That is insanely heavy. You cut that off entirely.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was heavy.
So. Yeah.
That
was
heavy. Really heavy. We need a fourth tier.
That's like 18-hour overnight pad.
This is
like,
that Olympic is Olympic level weightlifting.
Yeah.
Heavy.
This is
power squatting.
And it's not even fun, like CrossFit or parkour.
So I think, but I've said it 3 times now. I've done 3,
oh, wow.
Hey, I really can't respond to this many texts. Like, I
okay,
don't
so
have.
Yeah,
so are you just not responding because you're too nice? Is that why? Like, what's stopping you from just not texting back?
I've stopped texting now. And
yeah. Maybe you should block. I'm sorry to be that person, but, like, you, there's nothing more that you can do. You told her exactly how you feel. You've been completely transparent, and she's not respecting the boundary you set up. Like,
I don't want to.
I know,
mean. And I feel bad.
Actually, I understand, but, like, she's crossing your line.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all.
And I didn't see a single other wet emoji in all of the screenshots you just showed us.
I just, like, she's a really sweet person, and I think, like, I don't know, not to, I'm going to sound, like, a little bit, like, usually I do a little more of a vetting process before I, you know, sexually engage with someone, because I get worried about how people perceive me and all this stuff.
You've got people lining up to audition, so you're like, I will do a vetting process. There's 100 of
you. It's just, like, people think they know me and I don't know them. You know what I mean? And I think sometimes they forget that. And so it's like different for me to be texting with them versus them texting with me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but I didn't do that vetting process. I did have a fever over the weekend and I'm blaming it on that. And here we are, paragraphs in.
Yes. I wouldn't go the Mac route of, like, just block, but I would basically try sending one more firm, not like a, I can't do this level of communication, but I can do this level, but more of a, like, this isn't working for me, goodbye.
I think that, I think you're right, Elena. I think I need to be like, hey, this was, we had a lot of fun, and, you know, because before, you know, the way I felt about it before is, if I'm ever back in town, let's go on a date. And now I don't feel that way, because I'm like, I've been.
And that's fair. Yeah.
Well, guys, now I feel bad for going as far as blocking.
No, I'm just trying
to protect you, Ashley.
And you're my son. And I.
This is Max angry old man episode.
If you had,
I'm in my angry old man
it's
era.
It's true. It's true. If you had just jeans, you wouldn't be so mean right now. You know.
No, I wouldn't. Jeans... Look at these damn purple sweats.
If Mac had less holes, he'd be okay. So much happier.
That now that's sexism. All right. Just because I have a so bunch sorry. Of holes means that I'm an angry lesbian.
You're too emotional.
I'm very emotional with all my fucking holes.
Honestly, hysterical, almost.
Maybe if we remove my asshole, I'd be in a better mood.
I hate this
maybe,
plot.
Maybe
line.
Your tum-tum would stop hurting.
Oh, my tum-tum was hurting. Anyway, that's what my little update is. I flew too close to the sexting sun, yeah. And my wings got wet, and I'm coming back down to earth.
Flew too close to the sun and my wings.
It's an Icarus reference, you plebe.
What? It's a what? A Icarus?
You what? You pleb? Is it pronounced plebe? I've been saying pleb.
I don't even know that word.
Let's Google it. A commoner.
Yeah, but how do you pronounce it?
I'm playing it plebeian. Oh.
Pleb. Thank you.
It might be pleb. Listener, write in.
You so confidently came at me. You plebe.
Listener, write in. Is it plebe or pleb? And is Elena one for not knowing what Icarus is?
Elena, how are you? How's your car?
Turns out my aftermarket subwoofer is draining the battery on my car.
Your aftermarket subwoofer? Did you pimp your own ride? Did you install?
You have a subwoof?
You put a subwoofer in your car? I did not see this for you.
Wait, I'm like rethinking my entire
You post all these little videos of you walking around in nature, like climbing over a log, the fucking fog on a lake and shit. And you installed a subwoofer in your car? I did not realize that you were a Hey Mama's lesbian.
Did you buy it for me to put in my car for Christmas? Is this your Christmas present to me? You got me a subwoofer.
No, my
I
dad.
I can roll down my window.
My dad got me an aftermarket subwoofer.
What's an aftermarket subwoofer?
It's just to clarify that it did not come with the vehicle.
Okay.
That this was installed.
No, okay. I know it choice. Didn't. Yeah, no, that's very clear to me. I don't know that Subaru makes a car with a subwoofer as an option.
It's not a Subaru.
What is it?
It's a Ford Escape.
Okay. Yeah. So just the absolute banging bass that yes! you've got just yes. throbbing yes. in your car is draining the battery.
Yes, correct. Yes. You understand perfectly the whole situation.
Yeah.
So I need a new battery, and I need to install some. Now I can't remember what she called it. It's a thing that goes between the sub and the battery to like make sure.
Why not just not use the subwoofer?
Yeah, you just gonna keep the subwoofer?
Whoa, 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 whoa! Yeah, the quality of music,
Elena, do you
increases exponentially?
Do you roll down the street real slow with the just that? The bass just absolutely thumping. And
okay, you know what the worst part of all this is? Like, most of the music I listen to is like folk music.
I was gonna say, there's literally no way that subwoofer is doing anything.
No, it goes one of two ways. There's no middle
ground. Have you heard a banjo on the subwoofer? It's unreal.
Yes.
You have not heard. You have not heard mandolin until you've heard it through the subwoofer, okay?
You have not heard singer-songwriter music until you've heard it with some bass.
Oh my god, you do not know what a tambourine can sound like. You do not even know how good tambourine can be until you've heard it in a lesbian Ford Escapes through the subwoofer.
I am so baffled.
Yo, I'm on fire right now. How many more? You have not heard cowbell the way that cowbell needs to be heard.
It's that. It's either like folk, indie, singer-songwriter, or it's dirty, you know?
Dirty?
Like grimy kind of music.
Grimy?
Oh. Like TikTok music?
Sure, some of it.
Should we move into questions now? It feels like it might be time.
Yeah. Oh, that was
although I will say...
I'm glad we got that over with. I'm glad you now know this about me and I don't have to keep it to myself any longer because it's really been on the tip of my tongue.
I want to see you as in Hey Mama's mode in that fucking car.
This is Patreon upper tier content. Just a video of Elena driving down the street so slow playing whichever music you request in the Discord.
I'm trying to think like what would be like I used to. I've had a sub since I had my first car. It was like a tradition at this point. I get a car.
What the fuck?
I used to play Candy Shop by 50 Cent. That was my song to like show off my sub. Like when I'd
have
a
sub in the
car in Steinbeck, Manitoba, driving down Main Street.
This is when you were with a man. Right. Okay.
Stop it. Okay. That is so fucking funny. You know what I love about my wife? My straight, female wife? Her subwoofer in her Ford Escape.
This just goes to show I don't know everything about you guys. There are things I don't know about you guys.
We've lived a whole life, Mac.
Here's my secret. You want to know my secret?
God. Your music secret?
I don't tell anybody.
You have to tell music a music-related secret.
No, my music is totally off limits.
Oh my God, Mac, tell us. Wait, okay, Ashley, you tell us your secret.
Here's my secret. You know how this is like, hey, like Elena's got a little, is like very mommy, but then has like the Hey Mamas thing. I'm like a little bitch. I make bouquets once a week. I go to the flower shop.
Wait,
I get a bunch of flowers. Yeah. I get a bunch of flowers.
That's really cute.
And I make a little bouquet. And I love like interior decorating. I'm like a straight millennial white woman, which is who I actually am, but I'm not straight. So it actually makes a lot of sense. But that's like, I'm like.
But I'm, I think that's sweet.
Yeah, that's what
that's
I like.
That's sweet.
I'm the opposite. What's your secret, Matt?
I don't know what to tell you guys. What you see is what you get with me. I don't. I listen to Waltz of the Flowers on airplanes because it calms me down.
What's Waltz of the Flowers?
Yeah, what is that?
Hey, Google.
You don't know what Waltz of the Flowers is,
play
you pleb?
Waltz of the Flowers on Spotify.
Okay, Waltz of the Flowers by Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky. Here it is on Spotify.
I'm about to be so tranquil.
Oh, yes.
It's about to be so peaceful up in here, so zen.
Hey, Google, stop.
Hey,
that's
Google,
nice.
Even hear play it. Candy Shop by 50 Cent on Spotify.
Okay, we should do questions, right?
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes.
Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast on the go, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. I'm a horrible cook to begin with, so making something healthy and delicious fast, that's what I absolutely love about Factor.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring.
They also have gourmet meals that feature premium ingredients. My personal favorites? Broccolini and asparagus. But overall, Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. You can simply heat and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
We're celebrating Earth Day all month long, so look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/chosenfamily50 and use code chosenfamily50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code chosenfamily50 at factormeals.com/chosenfamily50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. If you had unlimited time, how would you use it? If you're looking to find what's important to you, what you want to be a priority in your life, therapy can help. Through therapy, you can find out what matters to you so you can do more of it. For me, when it comes to saving time, doing things from the comfort of my own home has been king.
Doing therapy online saves me a long drive to an office. It allows me to feel comfortable in a familiar space, and it just feels better. I love online therapy with BetterHelp because it's more accessible to me than traditional therapy in person. And I can use the time that I save for other things that make me feel good, like rock climbing or going to the beach or going for a walk or just spending time with loved ones. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/chosenfamily today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/chosenfamily.
Guys, I'm going to propose to my girlfriend next week.
No,
when this
not.
Episode comes out, I just realized that it'll already be public. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Do you want to see the ring?
I'm sorry, you're dropping.
Wait, no, wait.
We're 30. Mac. You didn't open. You didn't goddamn open with this, Mac?
Mac, wait. Can we talk offline about this?
I'm fucking with you guys.
Oh, thank God. 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 No offense. Absolutely adore your girlfriend. I'm crazy about her. I think you guys are so cute together. But I was like, you cannot propose. You're too young.
No.
I had that exact. Right, I was like, this is.
I would not propose right now.
Bro.
That was a lot.
I just wanted to see your faces.
That was a lot.
Are you guys okay?
You've been thinking about it, you fucking weirdo.
We're gonna wait at least 2 years.
Yeah.
No. No one should be allowed to get engaged till they're 30.
25.
30. Thank 25. You. I agree. 25.
Your brain's not developed until you're 25.
Oh, okay. That's a really good point.
Yeah. You don't even know. You really don't even know until you're at least 25. You don't know who you're going to be.
I mean, yeah, I didn't even start comedy at 25. I think 30.
Max face.
This one's kind of fun. This is less of an advice question and more of just a fun question, but worst dates ever.
Your guys' are going to be so much worse than mine, I feel like.
Just because of the
vast experience.
Okay, all right. Fuck that one. Fuck everything that I...
No, I think that's a good story. No, that's a good one. Let's do that.
I have so many bad date stories that, like, I could dominate this for the next half an hour. So let me just say about dating, here's my philosophy, okay? Because I went from being serial monogamy for 10 years to being a total whore, okay? Huge slut, and I went on a lot of dates, and I went on a lot of bad dates, because I was very worried that I was never going to meet anybody, so I kept my bar really low, and I kept my mind super open about who I would go on dates with, because I had the scarcity mindset, yada, 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 and that's when I went on the horrible dates, and then I raised my bar really high. I did the total opposite, and then my dates started getting very good, and I went on way fewer dates, and I highly recommend that strategy. But during the bad date period, there was the unsolicited nude texter. There was the horse vet. Okay? That one is a solid, horrible date. There was my recent weekend-long date that went super awry, okay? That one was really rough.
These are the most brandable titles. Like,
I want the weekend-long date because it's new. I want the weekend-long because it's recent.
So the one of the worst dates that I went on recently was, oh my God, you guys, this was the person that I met on the road from another area, and we had been talking on the phone and kind of hitting it off. And so I proposed, why don't you come up to New York
marriage.
For the weekend? Marriage, yes.
Hypocrite.
No, and Ashley is in her 30s. She's allowed.
And I knew it was a little risky, but I was like, whatever. We're both adults, okay?
Okay, sorry. When you said weekend long date, I was like, the reason I need to know this story is because how do you have a date that's horrible go that long? I'm like, it must have been great and then just like went awry. Tell me the story. This is so much worse
I was expecting. It is truly the worst case scenario because
you're
it was
stuck in a weekend.
You're stuck in a fucking weekend.
Oh no.
So I was like, okay, come all the way up to New York. Like, and to be fair, it was a little bit weird before. I got some warning signs. but I didn't really think it was on me to cancel. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what happened. But basically, like, they were really slow to cancel to buy the ticket. And I was like, hey, like, if you don't want to come, that's totally fine. I said things like that. I just want to, like, nail it down either way. And then they, like, bought the ticket super last minute. And then they, like, said a bunch of really strange things to me. And that's when I should have been like, please don't come. So they were like, okay, I'm going to buy the ticket. I'm going to leave early in the morning so I get there early in the day. And I'm going to stay up the whole bus ride. I was like, I don't think you should stay up the whole bus ride. I think you should probably sleep on the bus because it's like a 5 a.m. bus. You know what I mean? And you might be really tired.
Yeah.
In that, so and then
what,
I,
are they trying to accommodate a time change? Like, what's the they're trying to schedule out their sleep? What's the...
I don't know. I guess they were really nervous. And I just like...
Passionate about circadian rhythms.
Just passionate about circadian rhythm. And then...
That is a warning sign.
When they got...
Red flag.
When they got there... Because I'm the type of person that I'm like, when you're tired, go to bed. Like, there's no... Just like, take a nap. You know what I mean? Like, there's no point 100%. In trying to change nature or whatever. And then when they got there, I was like,
green flag.
Do you want to take a... Thank you. Do you want to take a nap? Do you want something to eat? You know what I mean? And they were like, they told me no on all fronts. I was like, so you just like, you just want to stay in this mood?
You met them for the first time just now? Or
No. We had a really fun time when I was touring their city.
Gotcha.
Oh,
okay.
Right, okay.
And we had some great phone conversations.
Right. But this wasn't the first time you were meeting in person.
No, but it was like something changed. And I have, to this day, I have no idea what it is. And I don't blame this person at all. The only thing that I say to this person that I would have done differently is like, you should have, if you were feeling nervous going and you should have just said something rather than coming. In what they weren't telling me is that they also were feeling super nervous about everything and apparently were like trying to text. They were trying to like look up hotels and stuff like that, but didn't tell me anything about not staying with me. So basically we had like just total forced conversation for like a full 24 hours. Oh, it was so, they literally asked me.
Oh no.
They were literally, and I was trying, guys. I put the fucking work in. I brought them to my favorite scenic place in New York City. I brought them to my favorite Chinese restaurant that I love very much.
You brought them to Dwayne Reed.
I brought them to Dwayne fucking Reed. I did all the things. And then, you know, it was just so, so awkward. And it was just so strange that finally I had to break the silence. And I was like, hey, this doesn't really feel like it's going the way either of us thought it would be going. And then we like kind of went back and forth on it for about 2 hours until I was like, I finally had to be like, I think it's time. I'm happy to book you a hotel. I know you've got friends in the area. I'm happy to, you know, like change your ticket back, whatever you need. I'm so sorry that this didn't go the way we planned. It's not you. It's not me. There's just something going on with the chemistry. And it was truly a heinous 24 hours. It was not fun. No one enjoyed themselves. Even with the Chinese food and the scenic view of the Brooklyn Bridge.
And Dwayne Reed.
And Dwayne Reed.
Dwayne Reed.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. You're such an adult.
But I think
Wait. The way you handle it, I mean.
Oh, okay.
Well, what do you do? You were like,
this is what Max sees adulthood as. You can invite women to your house for a whole weekend.
Wait, when I get older, you mean I can just like, they can just come
someday,
over?
Someday, son. They can stay in your room.
If you're not enjoying yourself and you get a gut feeling, you are allowed in a date to end the date. You are allowed to be like, you know what? I'm not having a good time. And say it in a polite way. Hey, you know, I just don't think we have the chemistry that we did online. And leave. You're allowed to do that. You're never going to see this person again.
Yeah, I have never. But I think you should. I think it's something we should all practice. I think I would probably... I would pass away on the spot if I tried to say that out loud. to a person. But I think it's good advice.
Am I supposed to give my opinion on that? I agree with Elena. I think that's hard. And I don't think I could do that. But I am engaged, so I don't have to worry about it anymore.
Wait, you already proposed? The proposal happened while we were recording this episode.
Over I'm preemptively engaged.
You just texted the ring emoji a couple times.
Did you have a bad date story that you learned, like, a dating thing from, either of you guys?
Not to go on dates on camera.
What?
Like, last fall, when I was doing a lot of TikTok stuff, I got several emails from production companies that wanted to, like, have me go on a date on camera.
This is super accessible.
And one of
stuff.
Them I did.
Mac is really talking to the people here.
It's a funny
you know
story.
How,
you guys
you know
want
how
it or
you
not?
Have 3.5 million followers and people are like asking you to go on dates on camera? Don't do it.
Never mind.
No, we want to hear it. No, we want to
okay,
hear it.
Okay, I'll tell you a different one.
No, no,
one
we want to hear
I
that
met
one.
This really cute girl and I was like, let's go see a movie. And I didn't know if we had anything in common, which is why I suggested a movie. I was also quite young. Mm-hmm. And we
as
went to see...
To
a movie that I was interested in, which was a mistake. We went to see The Meg. And I was really interested in the movie because I have an obsession with megalodons. And I just didn't give her any attention during the movie. Like,
well,
I think there were a couple times where she tried to get closer to me and I was like, did you see that fucking shark?
Movies, like, movies are hard as a date because you don't get to know the person. I don't like movie
yeah.
as a first date.
Well, Mac learned that they didn't like megalodons, so that
this
was
poor
a
girl,
deal breaker.
This poor girl is so into you, and you're like, oh my fucking god, you see a megalodon?
I was sharing an interest with her. I was sharing an interest with her. And also, like, there's a giant
and what
shark.
Of her interests did you learn about, Mac?
Me? That was awful. We carved pumpkins together.
Oh, that's sweet. I think going on a date where you can get to know the person quickly within the first of all, you know, within the first 5 minutes of meeting this person in person, whether or not you're interested.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, this is interesting because I don't have any bad dates I can think of. But when I first started dating, like after I came out the second time and was like openly gay, dating women, dating queer people while not also engaged, mm-hmm. Which was a new experience for me. I still hadn't figured out the difference for me between like friendship and attraction. Like that has taken time for me to separate because for 28 years of my life, I was
Damn.
Living under the understanding that like, oh, these feelings of friendship that I'm having or these feelings of enjoying somebody's company means that
oh,
I am
wow.
attracted to them.
Damn.
And So when I started dating, it was COVID, right? So like peak COVID. So any dates that I went on were distanced, like where we'd like sit outside in a park, like a bunch of feet away from each other on a blanket, which I think saved me in a lot of ways because I probably would have engaged differently in maybe not so healthy ways with people on these dates because mm-hmm. I was like, oh, we're having a fine time. I guess I'm attracted to you. When now I'm like, no, that's not. So then when I started dating after my most recent breakup, I actually had an understanding of what attraction felt like and was much more able to be like, okay, this is a date I'm excited about.
Mm-hmm.
And like now I've met this person and like I feel all of the things.
Can you say. Explain like some tells that you have that
your
would
clit
help you
is throbbing?
Because I know a lot of people.
Your clit is throbbing.
Actually,
you feel. No,
but a lot of people
you
struggle
feel
with
wet
that,
and
though.
Tingly.
Yeah. No.
What?
No.
That's what it is for me.
No
yeah,
tingles.
But,
no wet.
I think. No, I think
butterflies.
That also,
you
this
feel
is,
sick.
This might sound
you feel
strange,
physically
but
ill.
Like that takes practice. For has taken practice for me
to decipher.
Like, no,
really?
to even have that. Type of response to a person doesn't come easily because I've spent so many years in a completely different
oh my god headspace. That is so wild to me, Elena. That is wild to me.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry, I'm confused right now. Are you talking about you're referring to butterflies or
no? I'm saying
clit?
That
I just got confused, like genuinely.
Thank
I know
you
that's
for
funny,
the clarification
but...
No, yeah, that's important. I'm saying that only recently have I'm only just allowing myself to have that sort of physical response.
Wow.
And I have to kind of consciously, it's not even allowing is the wrong word because it's not like it's my body's trying to respond and I'm like, don't respond.
Mm-hmm.
It just hasn't for a very long time. And now I'm learning the things that I'm actually attracted to. I'm learning the things that actually excite me. And there's like this element of needing to notice that that's happening and then like drop into my body consciously.
Yeah.
to have that sort of like mind body connection happen. Does that make sense?
Incredible. So like, as opposed to before when you were in relationships where that wouldn't happen, you're saying you wouldn't feel that at all, or you would feel what you were supposed to feel, or like what you were told to be feeling?
I wouldn't feel it at all, and okay. didn't know that that was abnormal. I didn't know that okay, I wasn't see. Feeling something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Until I yeah, started wow. feeling it at in later in life, and uh-huh. now I'm like, oh, now that I have felt this thing I hadn't felt before, and I know what it is, I can differentiate between feeling it and not feeling it. But when I never felt it, I didn't even know I was missing something.
Wow, that's right? a mind fuck.
Right?
Do you guys ever feel? Wow.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever feel physically ill when you meet someone?
Not when I meet someone. But terms of being attracted to someone so intensely, yes. But yeah. not like when I first met someone.
It's so funny because the people who I've had, it's really only, I haven't been in a lot of long-term relationships since I stopped my U-hauling and my serial monogamy. I've only been in one, which was fantastic and very healthy. But I've found that when I fall for a person who's not particularly good for me, I feel like I'm so intensely drawn to them that I feel physically ill. Now, I'm not saying you can't have a healthy relationship with someone that you fall that quickly for, but for me, it is the most terrifying feeling in the entire world because I'm like, I'm so attracted to this person, and that probably means they're going to ruin my life because I've had to retrain my brain to accept love and know what love is in a different way. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Which is so much better. I know we romanticize the, oh my God, I feel sick. And it's not like toxicity. for my yeah. past relationship, I didn't have butterflies and all of that, but it was just, without sounding like corny, my relationship with Jen was so profoundly good and amazing, but it did fundamentally feel so different than my other ones. So
I get that.
Yeah. So it's like, but I had to, now when I meet someone and they give me the, I'm going to vomit feeling.
Yeah.
I actually have now trained myself to be like, be careful with what you're drawn to in this person, because it is probably not a good thing. And that's been the case recently.
I've never experienced that. That's really crazy.
Mac, do you have any like responses within yourself, physically, emotionally, mentally, whatever it is, that you've had to learn what that means? Do you know what I mean? Like Ashley saying she had to learn that this kind of, I'm so attracted to you, I'm sick, it is maybe not a positive sign. And I've had to learn what attraction even feels like for me personally. Do you have anything like that?
Wow.
Let's put you on the spot at the end of the episode.
Damn, I have no fucking idea. I have no clue. That's a hard question.
I think we could, if I try to prompt you, the thing that comes to mind from what we've talked about here on this podcast is you talking about your kind of avoidant tendencies and how now you've learned, like, when you're starting to enact that behavior, when you're starting to feel that way, you've learned with your current partner that, like, you're in a safe place and you can express yourself differently.
Yeah. I mean, I think the only thing that comes to mind is being able to, kind of what you're talking about, being able to be in an environment where I feel safe enough that I'm not on defense, like, I'm not in this fight or flight or freeze mode, and instead I'm able to, like, actually think about what's going on and connect that to an emotion.
Yes.
And I've had my girlfriend sit with me and talk to me, and we kind of try to sometimes like pinpoint emotions. Mm-hmm. I guess that didn't come to mind because I feel like that was so long ago that I've gotten much better at it. But originally, a lot of the times I wouldn't even know like what the feeling was. Like I wouldn't be able to know, is this like frustration? Is it anger? Is it sadness? Like, am I anxious? But I don't have any advice for how to like figure that out. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's just like mind just body it. Awareness. Yeah, just noticing it and noting it is great practice. And I think a lot of times on a, I think we really, you know, it's that Maya Angelou quote, when someone shows you who they are, believe them the first time. I feel like a lot of times when you're in a date situation, you you do get little, you do get little glimpses into what this could be. Take them seriously, because
especially the way they talk about past partners, I think is really
Oh, you mean the fucking bitches that I had to fucking
she
deal
was crazy
with? Those crazy nut jobs. No, I was the nut job. But anyway, well, I think this was good. And if you would like your question maybe answered, or maybe just use as a prompt to kind of freestyle an episode, you can go over to patreon.com/chosenfamilypodcast. Sydney, do I have that right? We also need Mark's work warehouse. And we will answer your questions, and please follow us. I am at Ashgabs on everything, and can I do a thing?
Sure.
First of all, I always want you guys to plug everything that you do. There's like little comments in the comment section that are either pro plug or anti plug. And I have to say, I am pro plug because these two
Why
are
would
making,
we be anti plug?
Because you've got a lot of holes.
Because people, be honestly, I've been thinking about the sexism of this. I think a lot of people have a really hard time listening to a woman like strongly be like, this is my thing. Because I've been thinking about how hard male podcasters like do their thing. And it's like, it's insane. They hustle so fucking hard, and men celebrate
it. I guess I don't listen.
Yeah, you're not listening to them. Well, I'm in the comedy space. It's like a little bit different, and they hustle. Yeah. But I feel like with women, we get the pushback of like, why are you always talking about this? Because it's free.
Absolutely.
Because this is free.
Yeah. And because we're proud of what we do.
Yeah.
Okay, do your thing, Ashley.
I have a special that I'm dropping on YouTube.
Oh, yes.
This is a big deal to me. So please go subscribe to my YouTube channel and get on my text alert so that I can send you a text when it drops. Yes, that's all I'm going to say about that.
And it's for anyone who's like maybe not in Ashley's space generally, she's like, it's a stand-up comedy special. She's producing it all entirely on her own and dropping it on YouTube independently. Like, it's a big deal. I'm super excited for it to come out.
You're so nice. That's really nice. And obviously go guys, support these guys. You do your plugs, because I'm going to feel weird if you guys don't do plugs.
I mean, I'm...
Ashley, not everyone can drop a special.
Yeah, not... You know? like, I'm not dropping a special. But, no, I'm at Miss Fender with two R's everywhere. My main thing is my YouTube channel, also. I talk about...
I'm at Mac and
Sex, G. relationships. Mac, I wasn't done my plug.
Oh, go ahead. Plug. Plug your holes. Yes, Father.
Never mind. I don't know how to plug myself. I feel
Elena makes some of the kindest, warmest, most empathetic content out there. And if you feel like you need a warm hug, or to feel good about who you are, or just laugh
or to watch
in a
some
wholesome
just hot
way,
lesbians on TikTok,
Elena is a great place to go. And on the flip side, if you want to thirst,
if you
want to
watch the
someone,
hot lesbians on TikTok, you can follow me at MacInjamie.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Chosen Family is a Forever Dog production, hosted by Ashley Gavin, Elena Joy, and Mac Injamy. Edited by Danny Jewell, executive produced by Mariah Nicholas. Forever Dog Productions is Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm.
Forever Dog!
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.